Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Hollywood Playhouse. Our presentation tonight is The Philadelphia Story, starring Cary Grant, Katharine Hepburn, and James Stewart. Ladies and gentlemen, The Philadelphia Story.
Tracy Lord's first marriage to C.K. Dexter Haven was dissolved by a vigorous right to the jaw. And now Tracy is about to be married again, the season's most important event to mainline society in Philadelphia and streamlined journalism in New York, which brings us to the office of Mr. Kidd, owner and editor of Spy Magazine.
Miss Imbrie, you'll take your camera, of course. Connor, you'll take your own special talents.
Where?
Yeah, what's the deal?
Your assignment will be Spy's most sensational achievement, Tracy Lord.
Tracy?
Big game hunting in Africa, fox hunting in Pennsylvania, married on impulse and divorced in rage, and always unapproachable by the press. The unapproachable Miss Lord.
Now, look here, if you
the
think
the Philadelphia
that I...
story. Closed were the portals of snobbish fox hunting, No, wait. No Hunter of Foxes is Spy Magazine. Nevertheless, presented for the first time, quote, a wedding day inside mainline society.
Or what the kitchen maid saw through the keyhole, unquote, huh?
You're the writer, Connor. I'm only the publisher.
All right, publisher, take this. Quote, no hunter of buckshot on the rear is cagey, crafty Connor, unquote. Close paragraph.
Close job, close bank account. Look, Mr. Kidd, how could we even get inside the estate, let alone into the house?
Oh, it's been arranged. Miss Wallace?
Yes, sir?
Send him in, please.
Now, Liz, no, wait a minute. We won't do it. It's degrading, demeaning, undignified.
So is an empty stomach. Now, just relax. We'll have to...
Hello.
Who are you?
Connor, this gentleman has been employed in our Buenos Aires office. I believe he can help us.
How?
Tracy Lord's brother, Junius, is in the American Embassy down there, and an old friend of this gentleman. He'll introduce you to the family as an intimate friend of Junius.
Dear old Junius, hmm? Oh, does Tracy Lord know this guy?
Oh, yes.
Yes, you might say Tracy and I grew up together.
You might also say you're C.K. Dexter Haven, and you were Tracy Lord's first husband.
Yes, you might.
Holy muck, what goes on here?
Oh, I remember that honeymoon very well, Mr. Dexter Haven. You and she in a little sailboat. The true love, wasn't it?
That's right. How did you know?
I was the one photographer whose camera you didn't smash. You were terribly nice about it. You threw it in the ocean.
Oh, one of those, huh?
Yes, that's right. I rather thought our honeymoon was our own business.
Incidentally, he paid for all the cameras, Mike. I got a sweet letter of apology, too.
Oh, always a gentleman, huh?
I wouldn't count on that.
Now then, what are the plans? The wedding is Saturday. This is Thursday. They should spend tomorrow night as guests of the Lord's.
Oh, wait a minute. There's something screwy here. Now, if he's resigned, why is he doing this? Uh-oh. I get it, mister. Oh, you want to get even with your ex-bride, huh?
As one gentleman to another, that may be exactly what I want. I'll have a car pick you up in North Philadelphia tomorrow noon. Good day.
How do you like that? It just walks out on us, just as though we were having...
A handkerchief, Mike. There's a little spit in your eye. It shows.
Oh, dear, so many things to do in so little time. Tracy, when you finish listing those wedding presents...
Mother, how do you spell omelette?
Two L's, two M's, one or the other.
Omelette? That's a funny wedding present.
Dinah, dear, it's an omelette dish. This one...
It stinks.
Oh, darling, don't say stinks. If necessary, smells, but only if absolutely necessary.
Mother, if I ever finish writing down... Oh, this lamp, isn't it awful?
Yeah, let me see that card. Oh, yes, friends of your father's.
Wouldn't you know? What are they, tap dancers or just musical comedy producers?
Tracy, that's hardly fair. Your father's interest in the arts.
The arts, the art of putting up a fortune to display the shapely legs of some...
Tracy, please.
Well, I'm certainly glad George isn't like that. Mother, isn't George an angel?
George is an angel.
Is he handsome or is he not?
George is handsome.
I like Dexter.
Really? Why don't you stop the wedding?
How?
Get smallpox.
Oh, please. Don't give her any ideas, Tracy. Now, Dinah.
Gee, Tracy's always so mean about Dexter.
Well, darling, he was rather mean to her.
Did he really sock her?
Dinah.
Really, Mother, if I don't choke her before Saturday...
That'd stop the wedding, wouldn't it?
It would not. You're supposed to be riding, young lady.
Yes, Dinah, they must be waiting at the stable.
All right.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?